the time that has long been forespoken, but now is the time there'll be new tunes to play.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this podcast with myself, Richard Howarth, from England, Manchester. Today I'll be telling you about the free podcast hosting service that you can get from www.bavis.co.uk. This service is available to everyone in the world, for the blind, and really any podcast that the blind think of. Currently there are, I think, 5 people doing podcasting up there, which will hopefully grow. Really, when you sign up, you get a page of your own, or several pages, depending on how big your podcast is. You get a podcast feed for a podcatcher like iTunes or Juice, and to upload a podcast, you log in with the login link at the bottom of your page, and on the page that you're brought to when you are logged in is a special upload form for your podcast, where you select your MP3 file and upload it to the server, and it uploads it to your podcast directory automatically. The only thing is, the podcasts have to be in .mp3 format, and you also upload a description of what the podcast is about in a .txt file. Then really the podcasts are just looked at periodically by the administrator of the website, and all that's not allowed is just unsuitable content, mainly, you know, sexual references to things if it's unsuitable that way and things, but mainly all the podcasts are. So thank you for listening to this podcast, and we'll get into it now. What we'll do first is I will apologise for the poor quality of this recording. I'm using the Edirole, and I've got a handheld microphone. And I was meant to have a mixer, but it broke, so I'm getting a new one for Christmas. But until then, we'll have very bad audio quality. The reason I've got the hiss in the background, the noise level turned up so much, is so you'll be able to hear Jaws. Hopefully. Anyway, I think you should be able to, because I'm monitoring it now and you can. So what I will do first is I will go to the home page of Bavis and show you what that looks like. So, oh dear. There we are. Right. Anyway, the first page you get to says this. If you can't understand the rate of Jaws, I'll be saying it after it anyway. So, Bavis Blind and Visually Impaired Services. It says, welcome to Bavis. Click here to enter. Now that's all that's on the first page that you get to. So that's changed slightly to what the old look used to be. So anyway, if we click on that link, welcome to Bavis homepage. So, I'll take you through the links. Home, web pages for the blind, podcast hosting, RNIB Vision Magazine, interviews, and contact. Then we have back to the home page, last updated, and copyright. Now the the back to the homepage, the last updated and the copyright notice are all on, well, are on every page. And at the top of each page it says Bavis Blind and Visually Impaired Services, and that's on every page as well. So the bit we want to look at is the podcast hosting service, but I recommend having a look around this website because it's quite good and it's building, it's growing all the while. So if we go to podcast hosting, now there's set up shortcut keys, so we press Alt and P and then Enter. And we're taken straight to podcast hosting. And then at the top you have the big block of links, which is on every page as well. Then it says podcast hosting options. You have sign up for your free podcast hosting account and list of available podcasts. So what I'll take you through first is signing up for the podcast. So, sign up for your free podcast hosting service. Now, most of the links on this page have shortcut keys. So, when you're going through, just take note of them because they're quite simple. The shortcut key is normally the first letter of the first word in the sentence. So, for sign up for your free podcast hosting service, the sign up, the S at the beginning of that word is the shortcut key, so it's always Alt and then plus the shortcut key, so it would be Alt plus S, but we're on it now, so I press Enter. So if we navigate through this, it's got headings. Welcome to the sign up page, then underneath is the block of links, so you can skip over that by pressing the H again. Information, signing up. So if we go to information, and I'll let George read it through to you, and hopefully the speed is okay. Sorry for everyone who can't hear what it's saying, but come and have a look at it, and I've really said what the information is anyway, so. Okay. So, signing up, very simple, used to be the case of downloading a document, either .doc or .txt document, opening it, filling in your name and stuff into the document, saving it, and sending it via email attachment to Bavis administrator. Now we have here a form which lets you sign up. So let's go ahead and fill it in and you can see how it works. Full name, Richard Howarth. Email. Leave it as that, because that's in the United Kingdom. It's a really good combo box, that. Okay. So that's all it is, and then you've got your sign up button at the bottom. If you don't fill in all the fields, the form won't be sent, and if you leave your email out, it'll tell you that you need to put your email in there. So we'll click the sign up button. And signing up under that heading, it says now. Thank you for setting up your. Thank you for submitting your sign up request. Your email will be processed and you'll get a reply in the next 48 hours. So that means your email has been sent, obviously. So if we just go back twice, we can see what podcasts are on here. Anyway, Before we do that, it's a really simple sign-up process, and it's a really fast turnaround time for getting your podcast up there. If the admin is checking his emails at the time and your request comes in, or he's at home for a day or so, you know, then your podcast will be set up within about 20, 30 minutes. If, say, he's out at work some time, then your podcast will take up to a day or day and a half to be set up. Day at the longest I've known, but really, it's a really fast turnaround time. It isn't. It's mostly automated now, so you don't have to wait for humans to check when you're uploading podcasts and stuff. It's a really good thing, you see. So, if we go on a list of available podcasts, I can show you a few of the things that are up on this website. Again, that had a short key, Alt plus L. Right, so, that's five items. Let's see. We have Blind Rants. James Scholes has set that one up. Guiding Stars Audio Magazine. Mark's Random Podcast. TikTok's Podcasting Service. And the Blind Mobile Tech Podcast. So, let's choose Mark's Random Podcast. So we got Welcome to Mark's Random Podcast. Then greetings and welcome to Mark's Random Podcast. Below that it says, please click on the link below to listen to, download or sign up to Mark's Random Podcast feed. So they have the link, the podcast feed there. So we'll click on that. Here we are, and we've got a lovely feed. So you know what that says below there. So we'll skip to the first heading. Chat with Tracy and a look at some magic. Now that is the name of the audio file. So we'll go down. An encouraging chat, comparing and contrasting the experiences of a blind person with somebody else. That is a description of what the podcast is about. And to put that description up on the page, Mark has uploaded the chat with Tracy and look at some magic .mp3 audio file, and he's also uploaded a description file with the same name as the chat with Tracy and a look at some magic, but it's .txt, and it's in a Notepad text document. And those two files are looked at by the podcast feed, and it says, now they've got the same name, we'll put those up on the website together, the .mp3 one being the heading, and the .txt one being the description. And this is where you've got to make sure that the name of the description file and the audio files are the same. If they aren't, then you're going to get descriptions and audio files on different parts of the page to each other and not showing up. So that's one thing to be very careful about. And also the names of the files have to have an underline sign instead of a space. So to be chat underline with underline Tracy underline and underline A underline look underline at underline samagic.mp3 and the same but .txt for the text file. Because what happens when you upload a file to a server, the underlines are changed into spaces. Therefore, the file name is made complete. If there are no underlines, then the file name will be one long string of words with capital letters beginning in the words. And if there are spaces, then the file won't be shown on the page. So as you can see, it's quite a good thing. Okay, so it's quite a good feed, isn't it? So if we back up out of there, and if we go down a bit more, there's a link on every page that says send mail, send an email to, and then it's like Mark Reisinger, James Scholes, Michael M. Michelson, Chase Crispin, and Simon. Sorry, I can't remember your last name, Simon. So you click that, and your email program is open, and you get to send an email. There's a last updated bit of text there, and then at the very bottom, administrator login. So if you to click on that, you get login, and this is where you fill in your username and password that you've provided. You've provided to the admin in your sign-up email, and you fill it in there, and then a page opens. It says you successfully signed in. Click here to upload a podcast. You click on the link. At the top of the page is a very, very detailed description of how to upload a podcast. That is what you really need to read through at the beginning. Once you've read through that, you're off and running forever and ever. You don't never need to read through it again unless you need to consult it for something that you've forgotten because you haven't uploaded a podcast in a while. Below that is an upload form with one single field. Now you need to use this upload form twice, obviously, to upload the podcast and then the TXT file. The upload process is extremely fast, and a big file will upload in about 4 or 5 minutes. TXT file will upload in about 30 seconds to a minute, depending on your connection speed and things. So that's really all I've got to show you on that. I'm trying to think if anything I need to show you. Oh yes, the contact page. Now if you need to contact Richard, the administrator, then just go to this contact page, and on here you can go telephone, you can do so if we're going to use the contact form, we click the contact form link. Now this is a bit I like. We have our contact form here. And it's as simple as that. So you fill it in. And you can, when you're in the message box, you can actually press the enter key to put blank lines in. And then you click the send button. and you get a message. There we are. Excuse me. And that's it, really. So, if you want to contact me, you might do, you know, sometime. My email address is richardhowarthr07@htmlpro.co.uk. Skype richardhowarth. Windows Live Messenger richardhowarth@hotmail.co.uk. Telephone is 0161 660 5960. That's in the UK. Out of the UK, just add 44, then 161 660 5960. If you want to contact me about Bavis, send an email to richardhowarth@bavis.co.uk. The website is www.bavis.co.uk. And if you want to know about healthy chocolate, which is coming to the UK in February the 1st, and is already in the US, UK residents, please only, US residents, go online and look at Google. But sorry about that, because I'm trying to sell it in the UK, so I've been a help to you. Your best to find someone in America, but UK residents, please get in touch with me. HOWARTHR07@htmlpro.co.uk and ask about the healthy chocolate thing. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Bye bye.